A coalition of Maine restaurateurs, innkeepers, and retail merchants is crafting a proposal designed as an alternative to a measure on the fall ballot that will increase the minimum wage. A citizen initiative this November would gradually bump up Maine's minimum wage to $12 an hour by 2020. But many in the service industry say that's too much, too fast. A.J. Higgins has more.
According to a recent national poll, 6 in 10 Americans believe that it's time to increase the minimum wage, and Mainers will weigh in on that issue this year. Curtis Picard, executive director of the Retail Association of Maine, says his constituents feel it's time to take some action.
We've known it's been coming for a while, but now it finally has the attention of our members. And once our members have started to look at it, they're saying, what can we do about this?
Picard is part of a group which represents restaurateurs, innkeepers, the Maine State Chamber of Commerce, and others, that's proposing a competing ballot question. The details have not been established, but it would include less of an increase than the one proposed by Mainers for Fair Wages. That measure incrementally raises the current $7.50 minimum wage to $12 an hour by 2020. The first boost, to $9, would come next year, followed by a dollar per hour increase until 2020 to reach the $12 goal. After 2020, future raises would be indexed to inflation. The question also seeks to raise the state's tipped minimum wage from $3.75 per hour to $5 in 2017, increasing each year until it reaches the hour rate of non-tipped minimum wage earners. Greg Dougal, the CEO of the Maine Innkeepers Association and the Maine Restaurant Association, says his members have a real problem with those two provisions. If restaurateurs are ultimately forced to pay a non-tipping minimum wage, he thinks tipping will become a thing of the past.
There's no question that people will either adopt no tipping policies, or people will have their own, you know, the consumer will have their own bent on not providing a gratuity because somebody is already being paid, and they're going to make, in that respect, half of the wage that they do. And I can assure you that in speaking with most servers, that's not something that they're interested in.
But Mike Tipping says tipping will not go away.
The states that have one fair wage actually have higher levels of tipping, and they have higher levels of people going out to eat. And in part, that's because that more people are able to afford to do that.
Tipping is the communications director for the Maine People's Alliance, the progressive advocacy group that put a lot of boots on the ground to collect more than 75,000 valid signatures to get the minimum wage question on the ballot. He's not happy that the coalition of merchants and business owners plan to ask the legislature to approve a competing measure.
I think this is just an incredibly cynical move on their part to try and throw a spanner in the works to try and deny a clear vote to the tens of thousands of Mainers that just signed petitions to get this on the ballot.
The spanner, or wrench, Tipping refers to, would come in the form of a competing measure that provides a minimum wage increase, but not as high as the one called for in the citizens' initiative. While lawmakers have the option of directly approving the $12 an hour plan, they historically have passed such questions on to the voters. The legislature would also have to approve the competing measure for the ballot. In such a case, Senator Roger Cates, an Augusta Republican, says Mainers could vote both questions down, approve one overwhelmingly, or only by a plurality of votes, in which case the issue would be anything but resolved.
There is a provision for the highest vote, if you will, to go back for a second vote if it hasn't made a majority of over 50%. It's a little bit complicated, but we'll sort that out.
The Coalition for a Competing Measure plans to announce the details of its proposal next Tuesday. After that, it will be up to the legislature to decide how, or if, the issue will be presented to the voters. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.